These daily guided meditations for transcendence are brought to you for free. If you enjoy them and would like to support the channel, you can hop on www.buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H, and buy me a coffee or join one of our memberships to enjoy some exclusive perks such as private posts, videos, and podcasts. That's buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H. Thank you so much for your generosity and support. Hello, dear meditators, dear friends, welcome back to our meditation journey. Today is day 54 out of our 100 days guided meditation for transcendence. My name is Raphael. I am so honored to be part of your journey, to be part of your lives every day as we meditate together on this channel. I would like to celebrate you. I would like to celebrate this challenge by offering you a 50% discount on my new upcoming course, Transcendence and Meditation, a Superpower for the Mind, Body and Soul. This is a deep dive into transcendence, into meditation, into our practice, theory, practice, philosophy. It's quite extensive. So if you would like to check it out, there's a 50% discount waiting for you in the description to the video if you're listening on YouTube, or in the show notes if you're listening to this on the podcast. Also, if you're one of the first 100 members to sign up, you'll get the opportunity to get a one-on-one session with me live, private, confidential, on Zoom. So yeah, check it out. But first, let's start in today's meditation, making sure we won't be disturbed during the entirety of this meditation. So approximately 25 minutes, please listen to the meditation right up until the end, as I will share with you a quote, a thought. We'll talk about something to contemplate on once we've created this peace through meditation, once we've created this sensation of stillness, of calm, so that we can think creatively about the important questions of life, about our existence. Sit nice and comfortably. You can sit on a chair, you can sit directly on the floor, as long as you're able to sit nice and tall, nice and straight, with dignity. And we start to settle in the meditation, relaxing our shoulders, finding our center of gravity. We dedicate this session to someone. It can be anybody, somebody that you don't know, somebody that you love. It can also be to yourself if this is what you need right now. The way we do this is very simple. We close our eyes. Hands to the heart, either in a praying position or hands to the chest. Deep inhale in through the nose. And on the exhalation, we project our love, gratitude, and appreciation towards that person. In a few moments, you will be introduced to a sound, a vibration. You will put your focus and attention on that vibration, and you will follow that vibration during the entirety of this meditation session. You'll do this as gently, softly, and effortlessly as possible, keeping the sound on the foreground of your mind. When thoughts come, don't engage your ego, don't engage your judgments. This is perfectly normal. It is perfectly natural. It is part of the process of meditation. So don't judge your meditation session. Don't judge yourself, your ability to meditate. And don't judge the thoughts. Don't try to categorize the thoughts. And certainly don't try to eliminate the thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, go back to the sound as gently, as softly, as effortlessly as possible, putting the sound back on the center stage of your inner personal space. When the sound fades out, let it resonate in your own mind for a few extra moments, keeping it alive, reproducing it in your mind. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. Let it go, let it float away. Come back to the sensations in your body. If you need to move, move. And whenever you feel like it, take a nice deep breath, open your eyes, and stay there. Take your time to get reacquainted to the environment around you. And while you're in this space, I would like to share a quote with you. It's a really important, really powerful concept by Seneca, Stoic philosopher. He says, "The wise man is neither raised up by prosperity nor cast down by adversity, for always he has striven to rely predominantly on himself and to derive all joy from himself." Let me know in the comment section how this resonates with you. Most importantly, journal, think, contemplate, ponder. How can you apply this in your everyday life? How can you rely on yourself, on your mind, for your joy, for your experience of life? Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Raphael. I appreciate you. I feel you. I see you. Until tomorrow, take care. Bye-bye.